Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to get my music playlist up here and see what's going on. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's coming up. All right, give me a second here and get music all together. Okay, it takes a second sometimes. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just being slow today for some reason. I don't know why. Yep, it's acting up. I have technical difficulties already so early in the show. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. There we go. We're up to speed now. Amen. All right. Well, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, grant that we may come to you in the Spirit. Through your Spirit, gather us and many others on earth around our Lord Jesus Christ, the great Savior of humankind. May our hearts become truly free because you deliver us from all the bondage to our own natures and to the world around us. As free people, may we be led safely through distress, fear, and want, through the need and death. May we become happy children whom Jesus Christ has called to life, children who are not discouraged by the struggle, but who fight joyfully for your kingdom until it can be revealed to all the world. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Hey, I hope your Valentine's Day was great. Well, I'm going to play some music here. Okay, here we go. Okay, what's going on? I'm on music. There we go. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor the height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. In this love, God was made manifest among us. That God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, and not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to propitiation for our sins. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. In what ways have you pursued being loved by the world instead of God? And what persons have you been working to please so that you would love you? What success have you been trying to achieve to feel loved? What possessions have you been trying to buy to feel fulfilled? In Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of a steadfast love. So compensate sin of idolatry and take time to receive the condition, blessing, and affections of your Father. Ask him to show you how much he loves you. Ask him to help you receive his love in the untouched places of your heart. Rest in his presence and allow him to lay a new foundation of grace-filled love in your life. Often when we hear the word idolatry, our minds immediately think of golden statues and other Old Testament images of false gods. But you see, the sin of idolatry is just as real and rampant today as it ever was in the days of the Old Testament. We replace golden statues with other possessions. We worship a place of our hope and that which is fleeting and vain. Anytime we value something above our God and his will, we are engaging in idolatry. So may we as God's children have the perspective and humility to cast down anything we value above him. May we repent and receive forgiveness and healing that we might serve him alone. And may we experience his love offered to us without measure and without condition. I highly suggest you read 1 John chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional into more light. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you can do so tonight. All you have to do is say the simple prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that would ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead, and I guarantee him my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me, despite my many sins and failures. So Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now, that you are my Savior. So once again, thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And also thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would love you to call in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do that, you will come on live and you will tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Again, and shout it to the world. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring on Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda. Okay, they are here with us tonight. Okay, let's see what messages Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda can bring to us tonight. Hello, guys. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing great here, Pastor Kent. And I got to tell you, Pastor Kent, I'm glad you're on here tonight. I was on the Pastor Kent show earlier tonight, and I promoted my new show. And I really don't want to promote my new show on here tonight, but my producer tells me that I have to promote my new show coming on March 14th. I'm going to be doing a show at 7 o'clock to Pastor Leroy from Jackson, the Bronx, show, and I hope you tune in for it. It's going to be 4 weeks from tonight on March 14th, Tuesday at 7 p.m. I don't want to interfere with Pastor Ken, and I don't want to interfere with Pastor Kent, so I'm going right in between their shows because I love you both. And I appreciate you letting me be on your show, man. I love you, Pastor Ken. Thank you.
I love you, Pastor Lewis. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing, my brother?
Same here. Blessed and highly favored. Okay? And I'm always more blessed than I know that you're on the air with me.
All right. Can I expound and add to what God have given you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. When I look at, if you go to 1 Peter 2:9, God loves us and he called us into love. Okay. We are his chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. People belong to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. And that's like something awesome. And if we go back down, everything you said on that love, that's what God is calling. That's why we can be able to expound on that love that God has given us, and we show the same love because we know who we are in him. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. And Amen. It's a lot. I don't want to take over the show. It's a lot. That, you know,
so have you given any thought about tomorrow night, about what you want to do?
Yes, I'm on the same thing. We're going to be on the same thing, how God has loved us.
Okay.
And what the greatest sacrifice and the greatest gift, the greatest love, like I was telling somebody, if you ever looked up God so loved the world, it's all Valentine in the middle of it. You understand? And I found it out, that's the love, the greatest sacrifice. I know it's about, a lot of people say it's a pagan, but it's still, every day is a love day because Christ has came so all of us can be set free. And he has given this day, well, they said, relationship. But the greatest relationship, even the ones who are not going through, don't have a husband or boyfriend, fiance, you still have the love of God. He is right there with you. And that's what I'm going to speak on tomorrow. When a lot of people think they're not loved, and you didn't already found on a lot of and brought forth, and I know this is the same thing that God wants me. So that's what I'll be speaking on tomorrow as well. But knowing
Amen.
Who loved you first. Amen?
Amen. That sounds great. I can't wait to
that's
hear
confirmation.
Your preaching tomorrow.
Yes, I'm on tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow. We can do it a little earlier. Whatever God, what time he told you, on your time is, if I say it's 7 o'clock, what time would I come on at my time?
Okay, if you 7 o'clock your time, it would be 6 o'clock my time. Okay?
Okay.
Let's try
8 o'clock. Because I know a lot of people will be winding down, getting the babies, and a lot of ladies. And I want to impart what God wants me to be able to empower his daughters, okay? Because, you know, the mothers. Yes, sir. So it'll be 7 o'clock on your time, 8 o'clock mine.
8 o'clock yours, 7 o'clock mine. Okay, I got it. All right.
Uh-huh.
Right, sounds,
yes, I'm
already
I'm prepared.
All right.
So we're gonna be. It'll probably be two parts on this because love covers a lot dealing with God. You know what I'm saying about in the Word of God, how God is serving, how he has been encouraged through other people, and it's probably gonna be a two part, like part one, part two, part three. Because I don't want to go over the timing, okay? But how was your day today, brother?
We can go up to 2 hours, okay, tomorrow. You want to do the full 2 hours?
All is well. We'll have an altar call, have people to call in. We're just going to flow with the Spirit. Just like today, as you're flowing, we'll flow with the Holy Spirit and whatever God tells us, okay?
All right. That sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a caller here from 111. Let me bring him on and see who we have. 111, you're on here.
How are you doing there, Jenny?
I'm doing great there, Clay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. This is Clay Douglas. And like to say, Pastor Wanda, you got a beautiful voice.
Thank you. God changed my vocal box, brother. When I lost, Cutty said I'd never speak again, and this is what he have given me.
That is so, so great. Amen.
He restored it. Only God restored it because man said no. And only God, even when I told my brother Pastor Ken how God had restored a lot of things in my life, but it's all God. That's the love.
Can I ask another you a question, Pastor Wanda?
Sir?
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything, sir.
Would you be my Valentine?
Sure, my brother.
All right.
If you're the first person to ask me to be my Valentine, you'll be my Valentine. That's a blessing.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So how was your day today?
Man,
my brother, how was your day?
I'm doing okay.
Well, it's a blessing to hear from you again.
I'm not from Japan.
Sir?
I'm from Texas.
Amen. How is the weather up there in Texas?
It's good. A little bit nice, but I wish I was in Texas. Right now,
let me go out on a limb here, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson. I'm going to tell you where I'm from. I'm from the Bronx, man. But where is everybody else on this channel from? I know where Pastor Ken is from Texas. What about the rest of you two? Where are you from, man? Let's hear it.
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
I know.
One at a time, man. One at a time. One at a time.
Right now, I'm in New Mexico.
All right. Hold on, Pastor Ken, hold on a second.
You're from where? Unix. What the hell is that, man?
Hello.
Yeah,
he's asking
you
what,
man? Where are you from, man?
I'm from originally from Big Springs, Texas. Right.
Oh, Big Spring, Texas, okay. I know Big Spring, Texas, at the home of some guy I used to hear of, Clay Douglas, and his Free American show. It's www.yoursfreeamerican.com. Make a donation, man. And, yeah, I need another beer.
So how's the weather up there?
It's good.
Up here in the Bronx, I got to tell you something.
How's the weather in the Bronx?
The weather in the Bronx. Okay, so here we are on February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, to everybody who's listening out there. But let me say this, man. And I think I said this on Pastor Ken's show a few days ago. We have not had a trace of snow this entire winter up here in the Bronx, man. This is the first time in my near 60 years of life that I don't remember 0.0 amount of snow, man. we have had, actually, hold on. I'm sorry about that. How much we had? How much? A tree.
Hello?
Hello? My wife is hello? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, we see him.
Okay.
All of us feeling
today it was beautiful. We had a beautiful sunshiny day, and it must have been in the 70s, at least in the 70s.
Amen. I think down here in Atlanta, it was about 50 or 60 today, by the grace. And now it's the temperature has dropped. It's about, I guess, about in the 40s, almost 30s right now. It's still glorious. Oh, God, He created it. No complaint. All glory goes to God.
There
it is. Amen.
Well, what I was trying to say before that Johnny Longfeather, you kicked in, and I don't agree with any of that shit. It pisses me off. I was trying to say here in the Bronx, man, we have not had a trace of snow this year. Now, we are on Valentine's Day of 2013. Normally, here in the Bronx, man, we've already had between 20 and 40 inches of snow by now. We have not had a trace. So you want to talk about global warming, man. How is that even possible? In my near 60 years of life, I have never seen anything like this. It's never happened. And I'm like a little scared, like what's going on, man? Maybe global warming is really happening, man. How could this happen after 60 years? It might be more 70, 80. It could be 100 years, man. It could be. I'm only going back to when I was born. Not one inch of snow here in New York City, man. Wow.
All praise and honor go to God.
Amen. Well, we got some callers here from 111. We got three of them. Let's see who we got. We've been on the first caller. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Ken. This is Gary. How are you?
All right, Gary. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. I want to say hi to Leroy, or Pastor Leroy, and hi to Miss Wanda, or Mrs. Wanda, or Lieutenant Wanda, or are you a pastor, or a doctor? I don't know how to refer to her, but
I'm a pastor.
Anyway,
but
you're a pastor. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm just glad you're. Okay, well, please let me talk. Please let me talk. I'm just glad this show is so inclusive. You know, with the African American diversity and Pastor Kenny. I mean, I love this show. I called earlier to Dr. Kent's show, hoping that I'd hear you, Kenny, because I love your voice. You're so wonderful. You're so scrumptious. I just love it. Why didn't you call?
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, we're just not a place for that. This is a godly show. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm just trying to say hi and hello. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just trying to say hi. So, okay. Well, let me get to my point, if I may. I just want to say hello to you, and you're so motivational to me, and I love it. I mean, you really hit all my points, all my spots spiritually, emotionally and physically, and I love you for it, and I just need you to know that you're such a wonderful man, such a wonderful pastor. I love you so much. You do so many wonderful things for me, and, you know, I'm telling everybody about you, and, you know, and I find it weird because there's, like, there was a GRM, and then there was two GRMs, and then there was, like, a Pastor Kenny, and then another Pastor Kenny, and then I understand you're married to Tony F, and then there was another Tony F, then three Tony Fs, and...
Okay, all right, that's enough of that. Okay, let's bring on another 111 caller. 111, you're on. Okay, that's it. 111, you're on the air. Okay, well, he hung up. Okay. Well, it's just us again, guys. All right.
Amen.
All righty. Well,
why don't you just play some music, Pastor Ken, for the next 10 minutes and see if anybody else calls in?
Yeah, amen. I'll do that. Sounds like a good idea. Okay, let's play some more music here. All righty. Here we go.
Winter's benched and deceived, birds communing on the leaves, waiting to be like something else. Ray of sun struck the floor, hands made puppets on your door. Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that little song. Amen. All right. Okay, well, we got Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda with us. Okay. What did you think about the song there, Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda?
Well, I really enjoyed that. I love those songs, man. I got to say one thing about you, Pastor Ken. You do play some awesome songs, man, and I really enjoyed that. My daughter, come on over here. Come on over here. No, yeah. Come on. Go on the show here. All right, she's not going to come on. One of my daughters is here. I have 7 children. And are you going to come or not? No, she's not coming on. Is here tonight with her 2 children, my 2 of my many grandchildren, and I'm very happy to hear your songs, Pastor Ken. You have the greatest songs ever, and I'm just sitting on the side, man. I love you, brother.
All right, well, thank you. All right, Pastor Leroy just dropped. I don't know what happened. Pastor Leroy, hopefully he'll call back in. All right. Tony Talk was here and he left. I don't know what's up with him. I was hoping he'd call in and say hi, okay, but he didn't. So let's see who we got. We got caller 111. See who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California.
Wow, long time no hear from Dr. Peter Paul. How are you doing tonight?
I am very blessed and very favored, and I'm glad to be part of God's Rainbow Ministries once again. And I'd like to say that I approve of GRM1, and I'm very, very thankful on this Valentine's Day to be able to speak to a brother of the cloth and a
Amen.
Sister of the
Amen.
Cloth. And yeah, so Dr. Wanda and Dr. Leroy, I'm very excited to be a part of this panel for the short time that I have to make this phone call. How have you been, my brother?
I've been doing well, actually. I've gotten through all the cancer scares and gotten through the hearing aids and the kidney things going on. Okay, I'm just here just doing another show.
Well, I'm glad you got over those scares and you're doing a lot better. You sound a lot better. I had to take a little bit of time off because I faced some of the same hurdles that you faced, Dr. Fishman, where my ministry had a hard time getting with the times and being inclusive. They were against homosexual relationships, as many religious groups are, but it took a lot. It took a village, and I have asked my ministry to accept all of God's children, and it took a lot of convincing. I regretfully want to inform that some of my parishioners left, and it hurt me, but if they cannot understand that we're all God's creatures, and I wish them well, and I hope they come back soon or they find spiritual guidance somewhere else. That's all I can do for
Amen.
Them.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
So what part did you just say?
So needless to say is that we are now inclusive and we are part of the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ friendly now. So that's all inclusive. And I just want to say that. And, we are now, my babysitters club that I have going, I am now including not just girls but boys also of all genders. regardless of how they identify. If you know, some of them identify as she, her, he, him, they, and I had one 20-year-old man tell me that his pronouns were "I'm yours," believe it or not. So I don't know what that means, but I whatever they identify as, I get it. And then I have a lot of teenagers that are mostly within 13 or 16, and but they are not accepted by their family members, friends, schools, or academies where they're at, but I accept them, and so does the my new parishioners, which I'm happy to say that you know, they have a home.
Amen.
So I understand, Dr. Fishman, that you you're in a little bind as well. I get emails from all over the United States, and some of the people that listen to your show and some of the people that are from the GRM and the GRM2, and I've gotten emails from Tony Talk as well, and even from Joseph Gibson, and they told me that that you were running a babysitter's club as well, and I didn't understand what to make of that.
You're not running. It's a lot of lies and persecution, and I can stand on who he is. Been knowing him a minute, that's a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm Pastor Wanda Sussman, the Great I Am.
I understand that, Dr. Wanda. I'm just letting my brother in Christ, Dr. Fishman, know of what's going on. I don't want to point fingers, but I want him to be aware of the accusations and the slander that's going on through social
yes.
media, and just because I know him too. He's a, you know, the it's the Lord's will that we found each other, and you know, the what they have emailed, and just the awful details that they go into, it's just horrible. You know, it's just very bad, Dr. Fishman, and I just want you to be aware of it.
Oh, yeah, well,
it can get you in trouble. It can get you in trouble if the wrong person sees it. It takes one person to make an accusation, and you'll have authorities at your doorstep. I've gone through the same thing. Of course, some of them had pictures, altered pictures of stuff that I was doing. You know, I could tell they were Photoshop or that's and luckily I had a good lawyer, but nobody, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, me putting a knife to somebody's neck, that's just doctored up, if you will, and that's Photoshopped. And, you know, and they sent me a picture of you, and it said extra pliable anally. That's what it said on the caption. I was like, what is this? How dare they send this to me? So I was appalled, and needless to say, I wanted to make you aware of it, and I'm glad that you have friends like Dr. Wanda, Dr. Leroy, and myself, and we're here to defend you and stand with you, my brother. So that's what I wanted to say, and this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of GRM1, and I approve of your message, and may the Lord bless you both. And Dr. Leroy, when he comes on.
Amen.
You have a blessed amen, brother. God bless you.
You do as well. Thank you.
Let's bring Pastor Leroy on. He accidentally dropped or he got cut off or something. I don't know what happened. Pastor Leroy,
I didn't get cut off at all, Pastor Ken. You put me on hold. But that's okay, man. Look, I want to say this guy is a phenomenal caller, and I'm glad he called in tonight. And thank you for mentioning me. I've been through a lot, man. in my years. I've been through prison, and I've been through a lot of heartache in my life. A lot of heartache, man. So here's what I'm going to say in closing tonight, because I have had some alcohol tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm half retired, so I drink. I mean, what the hell, right? Why not at my age, man? Drink it up. So I'm going to say this in closing. Thank you, Pastor Ken, for allowing me to be on your show. I'm sorry I am a bit of a drunk ass tonight, but I love you. I love Tony Farrar, and I appreciate everybody being on the show tonight. And on that note, I'm going to take another shot, and I'm going to bed. And
okay.
I will see you all tomorrow on the Pastor Ken Show. And I also want to say real quick, man, that the Pastor Leroy Show will be premiering 4 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, I know, man.
I'm fine. On March 14th, 2023, the Pastor Leroy Show will be appearing between the Pastor Ken and the Pastor Kent Show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 weeks from today. I hope you join us. I will not be this intoxicated. And thank you, Pastor Ken, for allowing me on your show. I love you, brother.
Okay, I love you too, Pastor Leroy. Okay. We have another, supposedly, a talk show host, okay, from Blog Talk. It's supposed to be Tony Gaga. Let me see if I can bring him on.
I'm on the radio live, but I can mute it.
This is not Tony. This is not Uncle Tony. I don't know who this is. It's not Uncle Tony. That's a big Tony. Goodbye. Let's try another one. See, maybe this one's Tony Gaga.
Yeah, this is Tony. Yeah.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Nah, I'm not doing so good because, you know, just hearing a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Hearing a lot of things.
Right.
Now, I ain't going to get fresh on the show. But I'm talking to a guy, and his name is Guy Nigron. Does that ring a bell to you?
No.
By any chance?
No.
Okay.
Just
so.
I don't know.
Hold on here, man. Hold on. Is this Tony Gaga from the Tony Gaga Show?
Yeah, this is Tony Gaga from the Tony Gaga Show called Tony Talk. And you know the name of it, so stop being an idiot.
You're going to bust my balls, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson, and I'm from the Bronx, man. So what are you going to do, Tony? You don't like me. You call me a Negro many times.
Because you swear all the time. You're swearing. You say, motherfucker, and you're supposed to be a pastor.
Whoa. What are you talking about, man? I don't ever say that word. I'm the co-host on Pastor Kent's show for the past 10 weeks. What are you talking about, you fat Diego?
That's not nice, y'all. Y'all be nice. Be nice.
Yeah,
be nice.
Be nice.
Y'all be nice. Listen. Y'all were supposed to be edifying for the hearers. And see, in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is right. He know what both of you all going to say. This is supposed to be a peace. We are talking on love tonight, beautiful people. Both of y'all are beautiful. All of us have issues, and no one can judge no one. Psalm 51. Come on now.
Right.
We in the body of Christ. We don't go against each other. Okay, beautiful people? You know,
right.
God loves you. Okay?
Yeah. Amen.
Well,
all right, pray for
thank you very much. Whoever that is.
That reminds us, you are a royalty. You are a special treasure. And a lot of people, they already know who we are, and we still got to be that example because a lot of people are dying, a lot of souls. A lot of people need you, both of you all, okay? You are powerhouses, both of you all, and God loves both of you all. He don't look at, he shows no favoritism, okay? We are in the body of Christ, and we are the church, and we will stand today. All of us have errors. Okay, and we're going to pass this test tonight. Satan don't have no authority because we're not going to use our mouth to go against each other. Okay, beautiful people?
Okay.
I love
all
you,
right.
And God love both of you all. Okay? We need each other.
Thank you very much, Miss. I appreciate that.
God bless
and
you.
And you sound, God bless thank you. You sound
hey,
very nice.
Minute.
You sound very nice, and I don't mean no disrespect.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes. But we're going to keep on edifying. Let me ask you something, beautiful lady. How was your day?
Great.
I want to know how your day was.
My day, and I'm a man, even though it sounds like
I apologize. I apologize. Listen, because I have a lot of... I get mistakes. I make mistakes as well. Because a lot of people think I'm a man, but I'm a lady with 8 kids. I apologize, okay? Your sister apologized, sir, okay?
No problem.
Now, how was your day? How was your day?
My day would be better if I did not get an email with a photo of Pastor Ken standing with a bunch of teenage boys that he sexually is trafficking with his
forehead. I'm not doing any of those, Uncle T. So we're not going to be talking about stuff that's not true.
No, that's what Guy Nigeron said. Yeah. And he sent me the picture, and it's fucking real. Okay?
No,
a
lot of that stuff, and they got this new stuff on these phones.
Asshole.
Hold on, what is this, man? What, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Would actually have...
First of all, listen. I'm going to tell you something. I bind the spirit of a confusion, lies, deception right now in the name of Jesus. I call forth the fire of God to protect you. And Psalm 34:7, those that fear the Lord will keep in camp around you. God keep angels in camp around you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises, we bring it and condemn it. The vengeance belongs to God. You don't have to fend yourself, because in Psalm 18, it says, I love you, Lord, you're my rock, my fortress, my stronghold. And that's what you speak on. All these lies, I shut the mouth of the enemy. I call for Deuteronomy 28:7. I ask you, God, to put them in confusion and send them 7 different ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Cut it out.
Amen.
Don't even feed into it.
Amen.
Don't feed into it, because we're on love. We edify for the hearer. Listen, don't defend yourself.
Okay.
We know the word
answer.
Of God. We have a sword, which is the word of God, cut the soul of the marrow and the bone. You, we ain't going to lose.
Okay.
God don't lose. We ain't going to lose. Okay? That's why I call forth the word of God. I don't need my Bible. Okay?
Is that in prayer? We're closing prayer.
All right. Let's do this thing. All right. We thank you, Father God. We're going to ask for forgiveness for all, even our life, Father God. Oh, great son, Father, we just thank you right now. And, Father, we know you're in control. And, Father God, we call you on all situations, Father God. But we won't defend ourselves because we have a defender. And we have a mediator, and it's Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this love day. And, Father God, every hearer, let them hear the word of God. no confusion. And Father God, as we go in our sleep and slumber, we call forth the angels of God, and I call forth everything from the kingdom of God to back us up. And thank you for this mighty man of Kim and the other pastor from the Bronx right now, Father God. I ask you to cover them with the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And I pray for the body of Christ to stand bold as a lion. And I thank you, God. And we love you. We thank God for Jesus, because we're going to have Jesus. Thank you for the blood. It's so much we can be thankful for. And, Father, show up and show out. Show yourself Shekinah glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Until the next time, God bless, God bless, God bless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. He's been listening to the program. And give you a shout-out towards the end of the program. So I'm going to say God bless you. But that's the wonder. Pastor Leroy, for being here tonight, and Dr. Peter Paul, okay, and also thank you to Tony Thompson for calling in, okay, sorry you've been misinformed about things, okay, so anyway, I'm going to say I love you all, guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. See you again tomorrow night here with Pastor Wanda. Doing Woman of God, Daughters of a King, okay?
And Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, please.
Amen.
I'm still here.
Dr. Peter Paul Ventura. Okay. All right.
Hallelujah. We just going to praise God in advance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve.
And it is the Lord's will.
I love you. In the Lord's will, in Jesus' name. God bless all you all. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Pastor Wanda. All righty. God bless everybody. Good night.